Bava Metzia, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Aleph. The Mishnah is going to address when you have competing obligations. Avedaso Vavedas Aviv. If you have your lost object and one is something that you lost and something is Vavedas Aviv and is something that your father lost, so you want to save your item, but you would like to save your father's too. However, Avedaso Kodemus, your Aveda, your lost object, and pursuing that comes first, because the pasuk says, "Efes ki lo yeh v'cha evyon." However, you should not have amongst you an evyon, a poor person, and that is understood by Chazal to be b'cha, in you. You should not be a poor person. Your first obligation is make sure that you do not become poor. So it's between your father and yourself, then you're obligated to take care of yourself first. However, avedaso v'avedas rabo. Also, if it's your lost object and the lost object of your Rebbe, of your teacher, shelo kodemus, yours comes first. Avedas aviv, avedas rabo, if there are two competing interests, there's the lost object of your father and the lost object of your Rebbe, shel rabo kodemus, your Rebbe's object comes first. And the reason is, shel aviv hevio lolam hazeh, because your father brought you into this world, verabo shelimdo chachma, but your Rebbe taught you chachma, taught you Torah, mevio lachay elam haba, he has brought you to the life of the world to come, and that is considered more significant, it's eternal, and therefore your obligation to him is greater. Now, however, if him aviv chacham, if your father is a chacham under that scenario, when it's a competing interest between your father and the Rebbe, shel aviv kodemes, your father would then come first. We should clarify that the Rebbe being discussed here that would win out over the father is talking about a Rabbo Muvhak, who is a Rebbe from whom he has learned rove of Chachmaso, most of his Chachma, most of his Torah. It's also important to note that there is a difference of opinion as to whether or not the father, in order to win out over the Rebbe, does he need to be equal in stature of Torah to the Rebbe, or even just the very fact that he's a Talmud Chacham, even if he's not as great as the Rebbe, would that be sufficient for him to come first before the Rebbe? Another example of competing interests instead of aveda, of lost object, haya aviv v'rabo nosin masoi. If the father, his father, and his Rebbe are both carrying a burden and they need help, maniach es shel rabo, first you got to release the burden that the Rebbe has, v'archakach maniach es shel aviv, and then you help out your father, again for the same reason. If your father and your Rebbe are both in captives and they need to be ransomed, poda es rabo, first you are ransomed the Rebbe, v'achakach poda es aviv, and afterwards you would then be ransomed your father. V'im haya aviv chacham, however, if your father is a chacham, poda es aviv, v'achakach poda es rabo, you would first redeem the father and then afterwards redeem the Rebbe. The Beis Yosef writes that since the issue of being captive involves sakonos nefashos, involves a life-threatening danger, therefore the father, if he is a chacham, does not need to be equal to the Rebbe. Just the very fact that he's a chacham is significant enough for him to take precedence over the Rebbe.